What is a spime? S-P-I-M-E. If you go to Wikipedia, you will see that spimes were coined by science fiction writer and futurist Bruce Sterling. He identifies them as a form of ubiquitous computing that gives smarts and searchability to even the most mundane physical objects. He sees spimes as coming through the convergence of six emerging technologies, a lot of them related to manufacturing processes for consumer goods, and then add to that identification and location technologies. Six key facets. Number one, a small, inexpensive means of remotely and uniquely identifying objects over short ranges, which we know as RFID. Number two, a mechanism to precisely locate something on Earth, which we know as GPS. A way to mine large amounts of data for things that match given criteria, i.e. search engine technology. Tools to construct nearly any kind of object from computer-aided design. And then ways to rapidly prototype virtual objects into real ones through three-dimensional printers. Then you wrap that around cradle-to-cradle lifespans for objects with cheap and effective recycling. And with all six of these, you could track the entire existence of an object from before it was made, i.e. its virtual representation, through its manufacture, its ownership history, physical location, until it's eventually obsolete and broken down into raw material to be used for new instantiations of objects. And then if it were recorded, the lifetime of that object could be archived and searched for. So, imagine losing your car keys, being able to search for them with Google Earth. Very interesting lecture given by Bruce Sterling, something we might see in the near future. The lecture can be viewed on Google Video. It's a harbinger of 21st century production, dramatically different from the kind of manufacturing that we know today. The design freedom enabled by constructing objects in thin layers from particles with dimensions in microns will significantly reduce a product's component parts count. This, in turn, will reduce the product's weight by eliminating attachment features and fasteners and optimize functionality by eliminating excess material and wasted energy. Particles not needed for the part produced can be recycled to become the next or maybe a very different part. So the metal and older, no longer useful products can be locally recycled for the metal powder feedstock for tomorrow's production. Think this through to inventory carrying costs and risks, and transportation costs can be dramatically reduced. That increases savings in energy, materials, and labor. Finally, because these processes are highly automated, the size of the workforce required to produce and deliver manufactured products to the consumer will be greatly reduced.